Hey, everybody, welcome. Live from Chicago, where it might still be 0 degrees. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. Brought to you by Lower Extremity Review and MVP Parent Magazines, Right Fit, Wellness, Fitness, Performance, and Global Schoolwear by Tommy Hilfiger. We got a great doubleheader today. Susan Hertzberg, she's a longtime healthcare executive, and she's now the CEO of BrainScope, medical neurotechnology for head trauma and concussion identification. She'll be joining me. And then Rich Dubin, longtime magazine publisher of Lower Extremity Review, one of the supporters of the Sports Doctor, and the exciting new quarterly MVP Parent Magazine. Keep your kids in the game. And it's going to include a Sports Doctor's in article each of the quarterly issues. Then we'll do some emails. First, let's welcome Susan Hertzberg, CEO of BrainScope. Susan, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Hi, Dr. Bob, and thanks so much. I'm delighted to be with you today.
Great. Again, as I mentioned at the top of the show, concussion analysis, awareness. We have people on from all over the world. It's been a big topic for, gosh, 2 decades. Tell us about your background and BrainScope, Susan, please.
Sure. In terms of my background, my whole career has been healthcare on the business side. I'm not a practitioner, but really grew up in the diagnostics world, and it's where I've really spent my career. Been fortunate and privileged to bring several novel diagnostics into the marketplace that have actually become standard of care over time. And couldn't be more excited about this opportunity with BrainScope. It's am I allowed to say game-changing on a sports program? It's really a great
talk about it all the time, yes.
Yeah.
Do you want to be a step or two quicker, better balanced, and absolutely change some games? So tell us about BrainScope, what it is, and about the exciting technology.
Sure. So BrainScope is the first and only FDA-cleared medical device that can objectively assess head-injured patients for both brain bleeds and concussion at the point of care. It's a true point-of-care device. It uses EEG technology, AI, and machine learning to create algorithms to assess brain injuries.
Well, the exciting part, of course, is the ability to get some data, for example, on the sidelines. And I know that you're as excited about the athlete side of things as you are about the military and brain injuries. But the ability to assess quickly is a tremendous weapon. And again, it's been an explosion of awareness. You know, it's not that many decades ago that, they went, how many fingers do you see? Oh, 3 fingers? Okay, you'll go back in the game. And now concussion is a very, very big topic at all levels of sports and sports medicine. And the ability to get a handle on assessment right away, and is that kind of like in general what you're talking about?
Yeah, so we actually fit in 2 places. We fit in hospital triage. So if a patient is at the hospital, we can help rule out the likelihood of a brain bleed, but at the same time, assess severity and identification of concussion. So that's one. But let's talk about the sports world, because we are super excited to really have a portable handheld device that in under 20 minutes will assess concussion. You can use it from baseline through recovery to assess patients and to aid in decision-making for return to activity using an objective biomarker. And you sort of hinted at that, right? We're not talking about subjective information, right?
Well, with all of the technology from 20 different fields, when it comes to when is someone ready really to come back, it's still iffy. And the ability to have measurable criteria is very, very helpful, again, to be able to say, this kid is out for the rest of the game, or this player at various levels, or, this is something that maybe has to be evaluated much more acutely. So a handheld type device that would be available, again, in that situation on the sidelines, so to speak. I would imagine that the sports world is excited about that.
I think so. I mean, we are just starting to commercialize. We had a very big day in our company's history 2 days ago when JAMA published our validation of athletes and the use of BrainScope for exactly this purpose. Can
yes.
we objectively identify and over time see that change in a patient? And there was a really interesting finding in those results. And that was when BrainScope was used at the time that the decision to return to play using NCAA guidelines on these patients, while they were cleared to play with BrainScope, what we showed was probably close to 20% of those athletes still showed signs of injury. So when we're using subjective tools that we can't really see what's going on under the cover, those kinds of decisions, because you're relying on patient reporting of symptoms and things, isn't really the most accurate way to do it. And with BrainScope, we've taken that out of the game, and now we're really looking at an objective measure.
Well, again, you know, in the world on the sports doctor, where we're dealing with experts in so many different worlds that I connect you to, whether it's Catherine Snedeker and the great Pink Concussion World and Organization, or whether it's the National Alliance of Youth Sports, or all of these different organizations who are very, very interested in being able to have a tool that would be this valuable. Would it be on the high school level? What would be on the professional level? Everybody listening to the Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You can go to radio shows. You go back a decade and listen to whatever you would like, a million topics, experts in so many different areas of sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. Or if you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you can read an array of different articles. Concussion is a big, big topic, like I've talked about, where we're talking about such tremendous awareness, which is great news, and the ability to have some tools to deal with it, especially something that can give some objective data. So we can continue our conversation. Susan Hertzberg, the CEO. Susan, what's the website that people could find out about BrainScope and the article that was just published?
Yeah, it's www.brainscope.com, and we've got the article there, or it's also on JAMA Network Open on their site as well.
Yes, and the idea, again, of being able to make that identification on what's serious and what isn't. This is why, you know, you're talking, if you're in a triage in a hospital and you're dealing with severe head trauma and the ability to help in that identification. But in the sports medicine world, it's a constant challenge with that great question and all of these protocols. We just lived it leading up to the Super Bowl with Pat Mahomes. And when he was in the protocol, and they were talking day after day, it was gigantic news. In that respect, so how have you gotten the feedback, Susan, if at all, from let's say the high school or the college level that might be interested in what you guys are doing, and the athletic trainers? How's that connection?
Yeah, so it's really very broad based, and it's quite frankly very early. I have to give some props here to the NFL, because they actually participated in two grants that helped in the development of this this technology. So we're very hopeful about how we might partner with them and other professional sports outlets. But when you think about all of the injuries that are being sustained in middle school and high school and
oh, yeah.
keep on
this
going.
This is a huge topic, Susan.
Right?
The organizations that I have on a routine basis incorporated in the whole world of youth sports safety. And concussion awareness is a very, very big topic. at all levels and continues to be. So the idea of adding new tools and adding education in order to be able to, again, make these kinds of decisions. It's still, you talk middle school, we're talking again about youngsters already playing serious sports. We were talking 8, 9, 10, 11 years old. My world of figure skating, the world of gymnastics, some of these other areas, soccer, tennis, that sometimes we're talking serious athletes, even at the junior high school and high school level. So, again, having something like that, that information. And, of course, if the pros use it, it gives you some great credibility. Really.
For sure. For sure. Right? But the other thing is when we start young, right, we're going to have this data. And because the BrainScope result is a stable measure, it reliably tracks change over time. So we're going to
Well, you mentioned the magic word, Susan.
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned the magic word. Baseline.
Yeah.
And to me, that's a very big magic word. Talk a little bit about having that data so you would be able to identify if there's a change or something like that. That's really struck out at me.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's the cool thing about this test, the BrainScope Concussion Index, is it can be used first to baseline. So at the start of the season, you can baseline every athlete and have it from the beginning of their careers, right, from the time they're in grade school. And then at the point of injury, and then in serial follow-up. And we're going to be able to look at the change in that individual to themselves. And
who do you see using it, Susan?
A population. Sorry?
Who do you see using this? A team physician, athletic trainer, something parents could be able to include in their arsenal with their own son or daughter athletes, using this data as you see it?
So today it will be under the guidance of a physician order. So I see trainers and medical team doctors. It does not need to be operated by a doctor. It can be operated by any level operator under the auspices of the doctor. Down the line, I think that, you know, we do have eyes on a consumer-facing marketplace that, you know, parents going on a bike trip or a ski trip or a whatever trip and throwing a couple of these in a bag and downloading some software, but that's later. For right now, it's we see going through normal traditional channels. It'll be through sports trainers, medical doctors, by and large, and then certainly I see every emergency room in this country using
how expensive a piece of equipment, Susan, is this for a team or for a park district or whoever you're looking at, roughly?
Right. So there's the one-time expense of the handheld device. And today the disposable headset, which is single patient, single use, but we're not at scale, and we're also looking at flexible pricing because we know if we want to get in there and baseline, you know, full teams and things, that we have to bring that price point down.
Yeah, so I think, you know, of course, you know, in the last couple of minutes, we're talking about, you know, developing the credibility, developing the data. This was a tremendous addition, your article in JAMA, and being able to build on that kind of credibility. And then I think you'll see absolutely the medical world and the sports medical world, the high school world, the college. Because, again, the ability to identify, measure, have a baseline of concussion at all levels is a gigantic concern. There's been great new awareness, and it's great to see technologies like yours adding to our list of what we talk about so much on the sports doctor. So we'll wish you a lot of luck. We'll have to get you back, see what the progress is, and tune you in to some of these great organizations that take part on the Sports Doctor in all areas of what we're talking about and the challenge of doing a much, much better job in identifying and dealing with concussions at all levels of sports. You know, forget the military. That's a whole gigantic, absolutely other area. You know, we'll have to follow you along in that situation. So BrainScope is the name of the actual unit or the technology, Susan?
Both. The name of the company and the name of the device.
Catchy, you know, really. And the ability, again, to have some instant feedback gives tremendous confidence to a coach and or an athletic trainer or a team doctor, and especially when we've been talking about the sport of football, the sport of hockey, soccer. Many experts, Kimberly Archie, the world of cheerleading. This is a very, very big deal in all of these sports. And you hit something interesting, Susan. It's true. It's at a younger and younger age that these factors are becoming a lot more important, you know, regarding being able to have some sort of baseline. So if somebody has some trauma, an injury, you'd be able to, you know, pull that right up. I think it's a big weapon.
Well, thanks, Dr. Bob. I think we are so committed to getting this technology widely out into the marketplace and know that we can help millions of patients and people a year. And so that's our plan. We have a big ambition to do that. And,
great. Well, we'll have you back, Susan. We'll have you back, and we'll catch up, because this is something, again, that's a topic of ours for decades. So give me quickly, Susan, the website people could find out about it.
It's brainscope.com, and please come and visit us, and all the information is right there.
Terrific. Susan Hertzberg, CEO, BrainScope. Thank you so much for joining me. Susan, hold on. We'll be right back, everybody. The Sports Doctor, live from Zero Degrees, Chicago.